This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Again, it's not the Muslims. It's this big this big
waging war on corruption.
Clash.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I mean, who could think this up? Like aliens that run the planet? It's like a crazy video game where there's a planet and then you give like super backwards people that have women as slaves and run sex slavery half the oil on the planet, and the British find it and then make them the richest people in the world. And then now they're like sending out people all over the world as missionaries that blow you up and kill you. And look, other Orthodox religions have done bad things as well. I don't want to kill Muslims. I just know that our governments are working with them and allowing this to happen, and it's wrong. And those of us that criticize it are attacked. I used to be brainwashed 15 years ago and get mad if you criticize Muslims. I knew they were backward and had problems. But I didn't want to go bomb them and stuff. I guess I was right because that stirred them up. But there was a larger plan. The same people bombing them are the ones putting the radicals in charge and then opening our borders up to them. So what's the big master plan? Trevor in Canada, then Cindy in Pennsylvania. Trevor, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, brother.
Hey, I just want to chat about how on earth you have a reformation in Islam when the roots of it are so poisonous. How do you, like, there's been reformations like the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and all that stuff. I don't understand how you can reform something that has poisonous roots to it.
No, I hear you. I mean, I got to be honest with you. So what do we do? I mean, you got 1.5 billion of these people. What do you do?
That's the real question. It's at least something you got to, you know, anything that doesn't coincide with Western values is something that shouldn't be around.
Well, here's the deal. They could have their countries. It's just that they're obsessed with taking everything over. That's why they're constantly killing each other, because they're not an open, free society. Then they use our openness and our freedom to ally with the left, but then try to get rid of our openness and freedom. It's just there's no logic to the feminist in people, except they're just a bunch of white flag cowards.
Well, no kidding. Look, they're with them promoting the hijab and everything when the hijab's origins were to differentiate between your wives and your sex slaves. I don't understand how they could promote something like that as a feminist, so-called.
That's right. For folks that don't know the history, why don't you tell them about the difference between a wife and a sex slave, who wore what?
I forget which is which. I believe it was sex slaves that wore the hijab. I can't remember off the top of my head, to be honest, but either way, it's a symbol of oppression, and I don't understand, especially with what it's referring to between differentiating between wives and sex slaves.
Well, imagine if a black guy or Hispanic guy or a white guy, Christian, whatever, said, you're going to wear a hood over your head, I'm going to cut your genitals off. People put you in prison. You'd say, oh, he got his wife as a slave. What? I mean, it's like ridiculous. We should reject it. Thank you, Trevor. Great points. Cindy in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Thanks for that segment with Tommy Robinson. What amazing bravery that man has.
He does.
We all need to get behind him. I've been racking my brain because he's in so much danger. I mean, I watched him with the frustration in him. It just made me cry. But I had one idea of a T-shirt, Tommy Robinson, with a picture of his face, with "It Begins With One." I'm not a rich person, but if I was, I would put that out. And
With Robinson, doesn't the sincerity come right across? Very, very strong. And he really has been the Paul Revere in the UK in the last 15 years. Anything else, Cindy?
Thousand of him. Pardon me?
I'm sorry, your phone cut out. Go ahead.
If we had just 100 of him, what we could do. But I would love to see a T-shirt. It begins with one, Tommy Robinson. He needs bodyguards or something. I fear for his safety.
He's been in prison. They beat him up. He gets it. I mean, the guy's, it's crazy. I mean, let me tell you something. One reason I started becoming anti-Islam was going to Europe and England. And, man, they just get in your face like you are a dog. Because they're so used to the Brits rolling over. And I'm just like, what on earth? Paul Watson's coming up speaking of the Brits.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love the guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I was a
lonely avenue. We are live, fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson. Now, obviously, we've spoken at length about the tragedy that happened last night in Manchester, England. We're going to get more into that. We're also going to cover the situation in Libya or just off the coast of Libya. And this is what most people don't realise about the, quote, refugee crisis. It's not a refugee crisis. Most people hold up the refugee welcome signs. They don't even scratch 1 inch below the surface. We're talking about these NGO boats literally going 12 miles off the coast of Libya to pick up migrants, some of whom have been paid by ISIS to cover their fee that they pay the people smugglers to get across the Mediterranean, with the NGOs being in illegal communication with the people smugglers. Most people have no idea that this is going on. It's something that we can stop if we know the details, if we support the parties that are trying to stop it there in Italy. So I'm going to get into a detailed breakdown about that.
And obviously we're talking about what happened in Manchester. Now, to set the table for Manchester, this video just went up about an hour ago on YouTube and on Infowars.com. It is Manchester attack, what they're not telling you. Here's the video. Europe has been hit with yet another terrorist atrocity after at least 22 people were killed in an attack on the Manchester arena claimed by ISIS. The second attack on the UK in the space of 2 months. Victims, many of them teenage girls, massacred, mutilated, maimed. Why does this keep happening? Because our political class has demoted the most basic role of government to protect the lives of its people and replaced it with a different role. Tolerance. Tolerance of women being abused and harassed on the street. Tolerance of rape gangs abducting and abusing young girls for years. Tolerance of all the barbarisms of Sharia law. Tolerance of terrorist attacks. Tolerance is now more important than the basic right to life. Tolerance. Tolerance of terror being part and parcel of living in a major city, according to London Mayor Sadiq Khan.
Europe is getting used to attacks like this, Mika. We have to.
There's only one way Britain should respond to attacks such as Manchester. That is by carrying on exactly as before.
Just carry on. Forget about it. Be tolerant until it happens again and again and again. Tell me, how do the parents of dead kids just carry on exactly as before? How do the teenage girls whose legs have been blown off just carry on exactly as before?
As much as I'm praying for Manchester, I'm praying for Muslims who have to deal with racism and Islamophobia due to this tragedy.
Right, so that's what our main concern should be after dozens of children have been blown up. People being mean to Muslims. As a society, we need to make a choice. Which do we value more? Protecting the feelings of Muslims or preventing our children from being blown up.
Muslims are to blame, when in reality Muslim taxi drivers are offering free lifts and a Muslim doctor working into the night saving lives.
Yeah, the fact that some Muslim taxi drivers are offering free lifts doesn't negate the fact that Islam has a problem with violence. You utter moron.
Islamophobia and sickening fake news is right. Tonight is showing a lot of people to be vile humans.
Yeah, vile humans follow a belief system that justifies massacring teenagers at a pop concert. Should we concentrate on stopping them or be more angry at inaccurate tweets?
Seeing all the posts about Manchester just reminds me of how we only notice it if it happens to white people.
Right, so the main complaint should be all those disgusting white people demanding attention for being slaughtered. How dare they? And in these times of our children being blown to bits by terrorists, it's vital to point out the real danger. Katie Hopkins' offensive tweets. Being angry at Tommy Robinson. That's more important. I've come to realise that a lot of this hashtag pray for whatever concern signalling is worse than glib. It's repugnant narcissism.
People who see something horrible happen in the world, and they run to the internet, and they run to their social media, Facebook, their Twitter, whatever they got, and they all write down the exact same thing. My thoughts and prayers. My thoughts and prayers with the people in Aurora. My thoughts and prayers with the families in Boston. Do you know what that's worth? Nothing. Fucking less than nothing. Less than nothing. You are not giving any of your time, your money, or even your compassion. All you were doing is saying, don't forget about me today.
Your thoughts and prayers count for nothing. CNN's Jake Tapper posting a Union Jack. Hey Jake, I don't recall you posting a Russian flag when all those innocent people got blown up in the St. Petersburg subway last month. Was political correctness to blame for one of the accomplices in the attack escaping detection? This eyewitness says she spotted a woman acting suspiciously and told security, but they did nothing.
Looked very suspicious. She was fidgeting all the time with a bag on the floor across her. She was by herself.
What was she doing?
She was looking in the direction of where the explosion actually happened all night and smirking to herself.
The suspicious individual was hard to understand, suggesting English wasn't her first language. The woman who reported the incident was then lectured for making the suspicious individual feel uncomfortable.
How would you like it if someone accused you of this? We look into it. and nothing was done about it. 1 to 2 minutes before the concert finished, this lady disappeared, and then, of course, the explosion went off.
Is she suggesting that security did nothing because the suspicious individual was Muslim, and to ask her to leave would have been politically incorrect? We'll never know. What we do know is this. Almost certainly, nothing will change. There are things we can change. Mass surveillance of hate-preaching mosques. Solitary confinement of individuals who are likely to radicalise others in prison. Extreme vetting and strict quotas on Muslim immigration. Deporting known terrorists. Prosecuting NGOs who send out boats to rescue unvetted migrants, some of whom sympathise with or are members of ISIS. But again, nothing is going to change because we have a political class and a culture that deems hurt feelings to be of more concern than mangled, dead children. 90% of terror victims are Muslims, killed by other Muslims. This is the culture we're importing. Just 34% of British Muslims would inform police if they knew someone was getting involved with ISIS. 32% refuse to condemn those who take part in violence against those who mock the Prophet Muhammad. 1 in 4 British Muslims believe that the 7/7 attacks in London were justified. ISIS fighters are returning from Syria and flooding into Europe en masse under cover of the refugee wave, and European countries are welcoming them in. Because tolerance! This is tolerance. This is diversity. This is the future our leaders have chosen for us. But we have a choice. We have hope. Don't let them tell you not to be angry. Don't let them tell you to just go on with life as normal. Because that's not bravery. It's cowardice. Enough hashtags, enough vigils, enough celebrity platitudes. It hasn't worked. We need change. We need action. Hope has two beautiful daughters. Their names are Anger and Courage. Anger at the way things are, and courage to see that they do not remain as they are. And that is what they're not telling you about the Manchester attack. Now, I mentioned there in the video, everyone made a huge deal about, oh, there were some Muslim taxi drivers who were offering free lifts to the people trying to get home after that tragedy. Now, I'm sure there were some that were offering free lifts. But Cosmopolitan took this, they put out a tweet, and if you go onto my Twitter page, you can scroll down, it's on there as of about an hour ago. They put out a tweet with a picture of a Sikh man saying that he was a Muslim offering free lifts. Now, you could understand if they were just stupid and they're mistaking a Sikh for a Muslim. It's pretty easy to tell based on the headgear. But they asked the originator of this photo for permission to use it. And in the original tweet that this Sikh guy posted, he said he was a Sikh. Cosmopolitan deliberately twisted that. They took it and claimed he was a Muslim. Again, because virtue signalling about Muslims and Islamophobia, that's the main concern. That's the numero uno thing that everybody has to do after an Islamic terrorist has slaughtered 22 people, 23 people, and maimed dozens more. That is the most important thing. You know, just imagine if some of these leftists got as irate about Islamic terrorism as they did, oh, I don't know, people with opinions with which they don't agree. Remember Antifa, remember Berkeley, remember the absolute bedlam that takes place when anyone dares express an opinion that goes against their leftist consensus. They go absolutely ape. When something like this happens, no, we're bad. We're bad for talking about Islam. I'll give you another example. Somebody put out a tweet earlier which said, bearing in mind, as we talked about earlier, Katie Hopkins is literally under police investigation for a tweet which basically said we need men to stand up against Islamic terrorism. That's basically all that it said. She's under police investigation for that now. They're visiting mosques, okay? This bomber came from Whalley Range in Manchester, which is an area of Manchester that has 4 mosques, Whalley Range. 2 girls that went to Syria to join ISIS also came out of that area. So are the police going to be putting surveillance on those mosques? Are they going to be going to those mosques and finding out if they played a role in radicalising this individual? Well, not today, it seems like, because they're travelling around mosques, checking if the people in the mosques are being attacked, if they're safe. Now, no one's advocating attacks on mosques. That's ridiculous. That's just as bad. You don't fight extremism with extremism. But for their primary concern to be, quote, hate speech, and they've come out on Twitter, all these different police bodies, and said, we will not tolerate hate speech. That was their first primary concern immediately after this attack. It is every single time. Because these councils are controlled by leftists, the same kind of people who ignored the ritual abuse of children.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, HBX. Extract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go.
So again, we have this narrative put out by the left after every single terrorist attack. Oh, but what about Islamophobia? What about people being mean to Muslims? That is the first thing they come out with every single time. They also come out with, oh, why are you blaming all Muslims? No one's blaming all Muslims. Why do they constantly insist that that's what we're saying? I've never said that. It's self-evident that that's not the case, statistically. But it's also self-evident, statistically, that many of these people have extreme beliefs. And it is a problem. Islam has a problem with violence. Okay, when 32% say it's justifiable to commit terrorist attacks if it's in revenge for insulting the Prophet. 32% of British Muslims think that. That is a problem. When one in four British Muslims say the 7/7 attacks in London, which killed 50-odd people, are justifiable, that is a problem. That's something we need to have a national conversation about without leftists coming in immediately and saying, you're a racist, you're an Islamophobe, even though Islam is not a race, and that you're saying all Muslims are responsible. Nobody's saying that. Only complete idiots would claim that, so why do they try to create that straw man? Well, it's a deceptive tactic to shut down debate, because again, they cannot tolerate the fact that Islam is not a progressive belief system, yet they still have to embrace it anyway, because it's all about the oppression Olympics. Now, this is a tweet that was said about me about 2 hours ago. Just to give you another example of the sheer idiocy that absolutely dominates Twitter after every single one of these incidents. It says, quote, I'd just like to apologize to all peaceful Muslims on behalf of white people. Paul Joseph Watson and Katie Hopkins don't represent all of us. So again, putting it into the context of race. Islam is not a race. I have to keep saying that over and over again. There are actually white Muslims, there are black Muslims, there are brown Muslims. That's because it's a frigging belief system. It's not a race. So again, they put it in the context of why are you blaming all Muslims? Show me one instance where I blamed all Muslims for anything. You can't, because it's a dishonest tactic to shut down a debate. It's not a real argument. It's never been part of the debate. What should be part of the debate is the fact that massive numbers of Muslims throughout the West, you know, 42% of young Muslims in France support suicide bombing under certain circumstances. That's a problem. We have to face up to it to try and stop these massacres from happening over and over again, because as you see with this individual, the guy, the suicide bomber behind the Manchester Arena attack, born in Manchester. This is one of the integrated ones. His parents were Libyan refugees who came to the UK. The UK gave them refuge. They gave us a suicide bomber. Gee, thanks. What is happening in these communities? What is happening in these prisons, in these mosques where people are radicalized to such a degree that they will maim and mutilate teenage girls? That should be the main frigging focus, not Katie Hopkins' offensive tweets. I mean, I've laid out this scenario before. I'll lay it out again. Let's see how much time we got left here. And we're going to get into more news. We're going to get into the Libyan migrant crisis. We're going to get into Seth Rich after the break. But again, here's the scenario. Say 5 Delta Airlines planes crashed in a single day. In one day, 5 Delta Airlines planes crash. What would the normal reaction be? Well, it would be to say, damn. There's something wrong with Delta planes. We need to investigate this. We need to get to the bottom of it. We need to do something about it, because this cannot keep happening. People are dying. That would be the normal reaction to 5 Delta Airlines planes crashing in a single day. What would be the insane reaction? Well, it would be to tweet hashtag not all Delta and say that thousands of Delta Airlines planes didn't crash today. So why are you blaming all of Delta Airlines, you Delta phobe? That would be the insane reaction. The insane reaction would be to say, well, only 5 Delta Airlines planes crash. Thousands of them didn't crash. It's just a few bad planes. Maybe we should just be tolerant of Delta Airlines planes crashing and continue life as normal. Okay, that would be the insane reaction. Nobody would have that reaction, but that's exactly the reaction the left has when it comes to terrorism. And it's again, because they've embodied many of the same goals as Islamic terrorists in terms of hating the West. I mean, Europe has now completely lost faith in its culture. The political class is flooding the continent with these people who have extreme regressive beliefs. Look what's happening. And it's not just an existential threat with the terrorism, it's the day-to-day grind, the harassments, the abuse, the rape gangs. This is what Europe is currently going through. And it's because of what Angela Merkel, because of what Macron stands for, because of what the political elite stands for. We cannot allow it to go on. We'll be back after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
Empires on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show. This is an article out of Breitbart. 2017 has seen a terror attack attempted in Europe every 9 days. We talked about for years how Europe would end up like Israel. It's now slowly beginning to seem like it. In fact, it seems like it's worse right now. Europe, the United Kingdom, Russia have witnessed terror attacks or attempted attacks every 9 days in 2017. On average, analysis of security incidents has revealed since January, around 45 people have been killed by mostly Islamic terrorists, while hundreds have been injured. The only known incident not linked to jihadism was the attack on the Borussia Dortmund soccer team Attacks and attempted attacks have taken place in Austria, France, the United Kingdom, Belgium, Italy, Russia, Sweden, Norway, and Germany. Just in 2017 alone, security services in Britain, which has a population of 65 million, are known to be tracking 3,500 potential terror suspects or persons posing a threat. And again, in most cases, even though they're likely to become terrorists, they have to leave them alone. Thousands of them. Thousands more flocking back in as a result of these ISIS-controlled areas collapsing. They're coming back to Europe. They're being allowed back into the country. Refugees welcome. The red carpet is rolled out. Now, let's move on to the refugee crisis, of course, because it emerged that the parents of this suicide bomber escaped from the Gaddafi regime to come to the UK. Let's take a look at what's happening in Libya and why the true scale of it is being hidden from the public. Now, this is important because, as we know, Gaddafi warned before he was toppled that jihadists would flock across the Mediterranean, would infiltrate European countries, would carry out terrorist attacks. That's exactly what is happening. Why is it happening? Because of these NGOs, because of these EU boats, these vessels that are literally giving migrants a taxi service straight to Europe. This is the biggest risk conception surrounding the migrant crisis, that these, quote, refugees are struggling to get close to Europe and that NGO boats are rescuing them. They're not rescuing them. This is how it works. The migrants pay people smugglers in Libya up to 1,500 euros each, which is a year's wages, okay? So they're not destitute refugees. 80% of them, in the case of the ones going to Italy, or 85% indeed, are men. They're not even, forget Syria, they're not even from Libya. They're from other African countries, Eritrea, Nigeria. They're not refugees, they're economic migrants. They're paying people smugglers. The people smugglers transport them to a position just 12 miles off the coast of Libya. Just 12 miles. Then they send out a distress signal, and these NGO vessels get the call. They come straight to them. They pick them up. Again, we presented the evidence, and it's going to be in a big video that I've got coming out in a couple of days. The people smugglers are in direct contact with the aid agencies. Even though it's completely illegal, they're in direct phone contact with them, which is why they're often first on the scene to rescue these migrants, which is a criminal offence. To be coordinating with criminal people smugglers, that's something that they should be prosecuted for. And they will be prosecuted if this investigation in Italy draws to its correct conclusion, because that's the way it's heading at the moment, thankfully. So we've played the videos before. You can go to marinetraffic.com and see how these boats come from Sicily. They leave Sicily. They go to 12 miles off the coast of Libya. They pick up their human cargo, take it back to Italy. It's literally a taxi service. When these migrants get back to Italy, having been picked up, half of them immediately disappear. Half of them. Now, you've seen the stats when it comes to certain people from Islamic countries supporting ISIS, huge numbers, uncomfortably huge numbers. Half of those people are just disappearing. We've seen the reports. Migrants arriving in Italy, eyewitness testimony, they have ISIS flags, beheading videos on their phone. Okay, some of these people are jihadists. Some of them have been paid by ISIS to become ISIS members, to become ISIS sleeper cells in Europe. That's how many of them pay the 1,500 euro fee to the people smugglers in the first place. And isn't it ironic that the only time these boats are diverted from Sicily, having picked up migrants from Libya, is when the G7 elitists are in town. We had that story last week. So the only time they don't head back to Italy is when the very political class that created this disaster is in town. They don't want to be faced up with the consequences of the policies they created. Because again, it's a security threat. Security threat for them. Forget about the Italian people. There's literally a war on the streets of Italy in places like Palermo and Sicily between mafias, between Italian mafias and these African migrant gangs. They're literally shooting each other, killing each other. The mayor of Palermo, in fact, I can find his comment here, he actually said that Palermo was now a Middle Eastern Islamic town. And he was happy with that. So a lot of them just love it. A lot of them just love being a turf war between migrant criminal gangs and the Italian mafia. That's what they want. That's what they're getting in places like Palermo. But again, the problem goes back to these NGO ships. Many of them are German, no surprise there. Even the EU border agency Frontex has accused aid agencies of helping criminals achieve their objectives. That's a direct quote. The people smugglers contact the NGO boats because they know they won't be arrested. If they contacted Coast Guard boats, they've got a risk of being arrested, so they don't do that. Here's a quote. Since June 2016, many boats have been rescued near the Libyan coast by aid agency vessels without any prior distress call, suggesting the rendezvous has been pre-arranged. So again, they're in direct contact with the criminal people smugglers. Italian prosecutor Carmelo Zaccara says he has evidence of phone calls between criminal people smugglers and NGOs like Save the Children, Proactiva, Open Arms, and SOS Mediterranean. Also, Avaz.org, Medicine Sans Frontier, and MoveOn.org are all involved. You'll notice those are all George Soros bankrolled organizations. $500 million he invested not long ago to, quote, help refugees. And undoubtedly, much of it is going to these NGOs to chart these vessels that go out, bring these unvetted, in some cases, ISIS members or ISIS sympathizers into Europe. So again, it's an absolutely huge scandal. Nobody knows the scale of it. We're talking 200,000 migrants have arrived in Italy last year alone, and that's increasing. 200,000 a year, unvetted, just brought straight in, half of them immediately disappear. Just 2.65% of migrants arriving in Italy are awarded asylum status. So again, the huge misconception that they're all refugees. They're not refugees. The vast majority of them are men, and half of them at least just immediately disappear as soon as they arrive in Europe. Now people say, well, is the migrant crisis going to end? Is there just going to be just so many people coming in that it stops being a deluge and just becomes a trickle? Well, no. Because Africa's population is exploding. Again, where are these people coming from? They're not Libyans, okay? They're coming from Niger. They're coming from Chad. They're coming from Sudan. They're coming from Ethiopia. You look at the projected populations of those countries in Africa. Africa's population is exploding. These are the countries surrounding Libya. Niger's population is set to quadruple in the next 3 decades, 20 million to 72 million. Chad's population is going to leap from 14 million to 35 million. Sudan is heading towards 80 million. Egypt, 152 million. Ethiopia, 189 million. And Nigeria, 400 million. So it's never going to stop. If we have this policy of just picking them up, bringing them in on taxis, it's never going to stop. And this is the problem. You can't flood European cities with tens of millions of people from the Middle East and Africa and expect it to remain the same. Eventually, it's going to start to feel less like Europe and more like the Middle East and Africa. Okay? If you took hundreds of millions of white people and dumped them into China, that's going to change their society. It's just basic demographics. Basic culture. So again, southern Italy is going through absolute nightmares. They're having turf wars between the Italian mafia and these African crime gangs that have arrived. This is the quote from the mayor of Palermo that I alluded to earlier. He said, quote, Palermo is no longer an Italian town. It's no longer European. You can walk in the city and feel like you're in Istanbul or Beirut. Palermo is a Middle Eastern town in Europe. That's the mayor of Palermo And he's happy about it. He said it was a good thing. Similar to how the Green Party member in Germany said that, you know, major German cities being a white minority in 20 years would be a great thing. They celebrated it. This is what they're all about. Because, again, they ship in a class of people that are totally dependent on handouts. That keeps them in power. That's all they care about. They want to be in power forever. This is how they think they're going to do it. By destroying their own culture. By committing suicide. Absolutely incredible. And it's not just the terror attacks. People make the argument, well, you know, how many people die of cancer? How many people die in road accidents? It's not just the existential threat. There was a report out of Sweden the other day, which we covered. 90% of shootings in Sweden using firearms are carried out by migrants. 90%. Not 19, 90. You can look at Germany. Their own government interior ministry report found that there were an extra 402,000 crimes committed by migrants per year, with non-Germans accounting for 27.6% of total offences. So they're completely overrepresented in the crime statistics. You talk about that in Sweden, they put you on a hate list. You see how this begins to work. 500,000 migrants in Germany are on welfare benefits. The idea that we need them to save our economy, to import workers because we're committing demographic suicide, doesn't stand up. Most of them are on benefits. They don't have jobs. They bleed the economy. They don't add to the economy. We have the gang rapes. We have the harassment. We have the abuse of women. You now have women in Paris protesting Eastern Paris because they can't leave the house dressed in certain clothing without being abused and harassed by gangs of migrant men. We've seen the rapes. We've seen the gang rapes. We had a gang rape in Austria reported just a few days ago. Weekly, at least bi-weekly, we have a gang rape in some small, quaint European town because of this culture that we've imported. In Germany and Italy, they're confiscating private property to house these migrants. In Sweden, the big postal company PostNord announced it would stop mail delivery to the migrant suburb of Rinkeby because it's too unsafe. Social media. Again, if you complain about this, though, you're bad. It's not, don't fix the problem. Complain about the people who are complaining about it. Put them on a hate crime blacklist. That's what Angela Merkel's main concern was, wasn't it? When she talked to Zuckerberg, how can we stop people criticizing this policy? So again, these NGOs that are picking up, it's a virtual taxi service. They're picking them up from the coast of Libya, dumping them into Italy, half go missing. We need to put a stop to this. These NGOs need to be prosecuted. They are currently being investigated by Italian authorities, and hopefully that prosecution will come through. The other positive development in actually stopping this is that Beppe Grillo's Five Star Movement, which is a populist party in Italy, according to recent polls, is either tied or has a slender lead over the ruling centre-left party in Italy. And again, this is not just about Italy. This is where the migrants are coming in. This is the major route now. If we stop this, if we plug this leak, we can actually prevent terror attacks. ISIS has bragged about how they're exploiting this to infiltrate fighters into Europe. Support Beppe Grillo's five-star movement in Italy like nothing before, because they have a chance of being elected next year in the Italian election. They have promised to stop these NGO boats picking up these migrants, dumping them into Italy. That's one of their campaigns. Beppe Grillo's five-star movement. Again, it's not a far-right party. It's a populist party. It's doing extremely well in the polls. And they have a chance of stopping this. Of stopping this nightmare that is being inflicted upon Europe. Another expression of which we saw last night in Manchester. But again, it's not just about migrants. It's not just about refugees. It's about these ghettoized areas. People going to mosques. People going to prisons. The radicalization problem in prisons is absolutely endemic. But again, because of political correctness, there's nothing done about it. There's absolutely nothing done about it at every turn. These are the solutions that we need to focus on. I mentioned some of them in my video, which you heard earlier. Okay? So none of the debate is about all Muslims are responsible. The debate is, this is terrible. We cannot let this become the new normal like the media wants us to do. We have to address this. We have to propose concrete solutions to prevent this from happening. Every 9 days now in Europe, there's a terror attack. So the solution is not to shut down people who are actually proposing remedies. That's not the solution, but that's what this political class is pushing because, again, they're beholden to this policy. They created it for their own political machinations. Now they're wedded to it. So they have to demonize anybody who tries to stop that policy as Islamophobic, as racist. But we should not allow this to continue as normal. Another report here. ISIS claims responsibility for Manchester attack. Suspect bomber identified again. His parents were Libyan refugees. The UK gave them sanctuary. They gave us a suicide bomber. Gee, thanks. What is happening in these communities? They've carried out controlled explosions in Whalley Range, an area of Manchester, which again has four mosques in one area alone. It's not that big an area. Four mosques. What's happening inside these mosques? Did he attend the mosques? Was he radicalized? We know that he was known to security services, and that's the case in almost every single case. Because they're told, oh, you can only track them, you can't actually apprehend them, even though they're radicalized, they're terrorists, they're likely to commit terrorist attacks. This is the situation in Europe. It's absolutely horrific. Something must change beyond virtue signaling and hashtags. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trev. It's the final segment of the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour, and I want to direct you to the specials at InfoWarsStore.com, because, again, very few outlets will actually have the temerity to tell you the truth about the aftermath of situations like Manchester. You know, the sheer hate and oppression that is inflicted upon us simply for telling the truth about this. There are powerful forces that don't want you to hear this information. We've been so effective in red-pilling a generation. They're terrified of us. And we couldn't do it without you. We need your support because we're constantly on the edge of being censored. We have to fight it day by day. Eventually, they could just kick us off all these different platforms. We would be solely reliant on you, as we have been from the beginning. So please support us by getting the specials. We have the Support Patriot Media Special. This is the Memorial Day Mega Special, now live at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. You can get Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver at 65% off retail. Huge discount. Super Male Vitality back in stock now at 30% off retail. We have Survival Shield, 40% off. Brain Force, 47% off. Secret 12 Knockout, 50 and 43% off. All InfoWars Trump shirts, 75% off retail. So huge discounts right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the new Emrex Essentials line of organic household products. Again, you're going to buy these products anyway, so why not get them from us and support this network? We have the non-nano SPF zinc oxide sunscreen, deep free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, pure and scented body wash, the shampoo, the tea tree shampoo, and the natural deodorant, and much more at InfoWarsStore.com. Save money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to get the new line of Emrex Essentials. Great organic products, which you're going to use anyway, so why not get them from us? Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We need your continued support. Now let's just finish off here. Moving on to Seth Rich news, of course. Last week we had a private investigator come out and claim that from his sources he knew that Seth Rich was the source of the DNC leaks. That got poo-pooed. There was a pushback against that. Was he threatened? We don't know. Now, Kim.com, who of course was the founder of Mega Upload, teased this yesterday by coming out and saying that he knew for a fact that Seth Rich, not Russia, Seth Rich, the murdered DNC staffer, was the source of the DNC leak. Now he's released a statement on his website saying, quote, "I know this because in late 2014, a person contacted me about helping me to start a branch of the Internet Party in the United States. He called himself Panda. I now know that Panda was Seth Rich." Of course, that's the icon, that's the avatar that he used on his different accounts. He continues, "Panda advised me that he was working on voter analytics tools and other technologies that the Internet Party may find helpful." So he was disenfranchised. Of course, Bernie Sanders, who he supported, was screwed over. That was his motivation. He was in contact with Kim.com. Now, Kim.com continues in this statement, "I've consulted with my lawyers. I accept my full statement should be provided to the authorities." So he says he's prepared to do that. "If my evidence is required to be given in the US, I would be prepared to do so. If appropriate arrangements are made, I would need a guarantee from Special Counsel Mueller on behalf of the United States safe passage, given that his house has been raided before, from New Zealand to the United States and back." So now he's saying he will give that evidence of Seth Rich being the source of the DNC leaks to a special prosecution. Will it come out, or will they clamp down on it? They are absolutely terrified in DC, the establishment swamp, of this coming out. Will it finally come to light, proving that Seth Rich was the source of the DNC leaks, derailing the whole Trump-Russia narrative? That's going to wrap it up for this segment of the Alex Jones Show. Nightly news coming up. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.